So that whole notion of marginalization.
It's you see, the reason why a lot of them are marginalized is because they have already been condemned. There is no way out for them. They're condemned by the people who say, we know better than you.
Mm.
We will not give you a chance in hell.
And those people are like teachers? Like
the so-called career-oriented, successful people say, I made it, what was your problem?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't buckle under, they didn't, they said, look, I'm doing my thing, or I did something and I'm sorry for it, I got caught and I regret it, and I know it wasn't right choice, but at the time I made that choice because whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
I made that choice. I made it in that environment. But now, I am condemned for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I have no way out.
So
what's the point of changing?
Yeah.
You know, if I got a life of, if I had a life of crime that lasted, say, 2 weeks, or maybe even the day, and I got caught on my first day, well, I got my whole life to think about that is. They are destroying. They won't let me out. They will always remind me, and you will never get that job because you did this 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying. No.
Mm-hmm.
You're screwed, buddy. Mm-hmm. You're screwed.
So it's like you...
So what's the point?
The mainstream...
Has ignored them. And we condemn you. We have decided we are God, and you are going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because we made it, and you did.